Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you might be worried about AI. I might be worried about AI. But the CEO of Goldman Sachs, I don't think he's freaking out.
Well, I'm convinced.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Listen, you know me. I'm not a honk for AI. I'm notepad and pencil, but it's moving forward. It's changing the landscape, especially for white-collar workers. However, despite many people in a full-on panic, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon, says, just everybody calm down. And to give us a little bit more insight into why he might be saying that is Matt Egan, CBS business reporter. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Chris and Amy, thank you for having me.
All right. So maybe to kind of set the table with this quote from David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, saying, okay, you don't need to freak out. We're not going to lose a lot of jobs. Everything is going to be okay. Why did he say that? And what is his reasoning when so many people in the office world, corporate America, are worried that AI might render their jobs irrelevant?
Yeah, Amy, you're right. There is a lot of fear right now around AI and jobs. And some of that is warranted. I mean, there has been a series of AI-linked mass layoffs and downsizings, right? Amazon, Meta, Salesforce, YouTube, I could go on and on. But David Solomon, the Goldman Sachs CEO, he is trying to tap the brakes on some of that fear a bit. And he told me that, yes, AI is going to hurt demand for office workers, but he's hopeful that the workforce is going to be able to evolve and adapt, right? As it has over time in the past with previous technological innovations, right? He pointed to the invention of the steam engine back in the 1700s, right? That paved the way for the first industrial revolution, but it did wipe out jobs in agriculture, stagecoach drivers, mill operators. And so Solomon, he told me that, yes, there will be disruption, but he said, I'm a big believer that our economy is very nimble, very flexible. And he said, you know, we find new businesses, we find new jobs. I don't believe this time will be different. Of course, as you guys know, that transition can be painful, maybe not for the CEO, but for the rank and file workers.
So the issue I think a lot of people have with artificial intelligence is not that there will be disruption, because like you said, there has always been a rebound. If an industry is disrupted, we as a society have adjusted fairly well. But it's the speed with which this is going to happen. And a lot of people believe it's going to be too fast for us to keep up. He doesn't have that sort of concern?
Solomon, he did acknowledge that, look, this is moving very quickly. And so there is a risk that the disruption is more significant early on, short-term disruption, than in the past. And I mean, the speed is a key part of this. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think, but it was really just 3 years ago that ChatGPT launched, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's got 800 million weekly active users, 800 million. It didn't even exist 3 years ago. And the parent company, OpenAI, it's reportedly laying the groundwork to try to go public in an IPO that could value it at up to $1 trillion. And obviously, some of these AI tools can just do pretty incredible things, right? Deep research that would normally take a human hours or days or even longer, it can do it in just seconds. And so you can see why there are these concerns about what it's going to mean for some office workers, especially some of the white collar jobs, such as customer service jobs, right? Some of those do look like they are most exposed to AI. But I would just stress that no one has a crystal ball here, right? Not the Fed, not Goldman Sachs, not even the CEOs of the leading edge AI labs, because again, this is just happening so fast.
Let's focus on the customer service for a second, because we've already experienced, I guess you could say, it's not necessarily poor AI, but just automation when we've been on the phone trying to get our questions answered. And AI would obviously be an enhanced and more detailed and specific version of that. But is there a chance that even if the technology advanced, there will be a societal desire for just human interaction, a current for human interaction enough that it counteracts some of the automated customer service elements?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I do think at the end of the day, people do crave that human interaction. They also crave answers and solutions, especially when they're in a bind. I spoke to an executive from an AI company at a conference in Las Vegas recently. And this executive told me that they have these customer service AI agents, and that they came to the rescue when there was a German airline that had to cancel every single flight earlier this year due to a strike in Germany. And this executive said that the AI agents were able to rebook everyone and do it in basically thousands of flights per minute were able to be rebooked because of the technology. And so, you know, in that instance, you can imagine when people who feel like they're stranded because of a strike and they want to get to where they need to go, you know, they're probably grateful to have that AI agent try to rebook them and get them on their way. Of course, there's other times where, yeah, you want to be talking to a human, especially sensitive things like you know, financial issues. You know, you're often going to want that human. But the AI executives argue there are these times when the robot customer service representatives could end up providing faster and sometimes even better answers.
CNN business reporter Matt Egan is with us on KMOX. And while this is, I think a lot of people are fearful that their jobs could be lost as a result of this, there's also the other end of it. There's opportunity for people who are investors that, you know, they could cash in on this one way or another. But there's also danger in investing that you could lose a lot of money. So how is that being viewed?
There's just so much excitement right now around a lot of those AI stocks, NVIDIA, Palantir, Oracle. Some of these companies have just gained incredible amounts of value in incredibly short amount of time. Of course, anytime you see something like that, some sort of boom like that, you do sort of wonder when it can get overdone. And there are some questions being raised on Wall Street in the last few weeks or so about just the valuations on some of these companies, whether or not it's starting to get out of hand. Even just today, we're seeing the stock market pull back a bit. And that's because some of those AI winners are down. Palantir Technologies, which has been among the biggest winners, losing 7% of its value today. And again, there's some questions about whether or not some of these stocks have gotten too expensive. And it's something that I did ask the Goldman Sachs CEO about these worries around a bubble. And he sort of told me he doesn't like the word bubble in the first place, but he did concede that, you know, at some point the exuberance could get overdone and that these companies are not going to go straight up in value. And there could be some bumps along the way. Of course, it's really hard to time any of that kind of stuff. Some of the comparisons have been made to the dot-com boom and bubble in the late 90s. Of course, that was different because those companies, a lot of them didn't have real businesses. They weren't even generating real revenue. And a lot of these companies do have real businesses and are generating revenue. So it's a little bit different. And one thing to remember is that some people point to that famous irrational exuberance speech from Alan Greenspan, where he was basically tapping the brakes on the dot-com bubble. But he made that speech back in 1996. And it was really another 3 years or so before the market ended up finally going down. And so that bubble kept inflating for years along the way. So that's another issue here, right? Is sometimes people see overexuberance, but it's really hard to time when there could be a market correction.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of that exuberance, I mean, on one hand, you have guys like Sam Altman who have motivated reasoning when it comes to projecting what AI will do in the future, how many jobs it will replace, or how it will transform society. So I feel like you kind of have to take all of that with a grain of salt, even though their words really do affect the market. And then also what feels kind of bubbly is the self-investment of these AI companies investing in each other. And that feels like that could also be a concern.
Yes, that is something that has raised some eyebrows, is how some of these companies' business models and their financing is reliant on other AI companies. And so there's kind of a circular nature to some of this. And that is a behavior that I think we'll be watching, because it could be viewed as a sign that things may be starting to get out of hand. But I mean, the technology itself is often very impressive. And, you know, there is a reason why there's so much excitement. I mean, I mentioned the research that these companies can do, but I mean, that these chatbots can do, but there's also the ability to, I mean, they can compose music. They can generate really very realistic videos, almost Hollywood quality movies, and they can flag financial fraud sometimes before it can even get completed, almost like the movie Minority Report. So some of the stuff it can do is very impressive. Obviously, there's instances where AI chatbots will make stuff up still. They're not always accurate. You do have to take what they say with a grain of salt, for sure. But it is moving quickly, and it's advancing very rapidly. But there's also bottlenecks, right? Remember how much energy these data centers that are at the center of the AI boom, they require insane amounts of power, to the point that some of the data centers are being located where the power generation is, right? Close to the natural gas plants or some of the other power plants. And that is going to be an issue, because it's causing demand for power to go up after a very long period of time where power demand didn't move at all. And so people are starting to get some sticker shock when they're opening up their electric bills every month. And how exactly we're going to power the AI boom is another one of those question marks that's still out there.
There's one of those fights that's going on right now, just a couple of miles from where this studio is in Midtown St. Louis. It was an old, there was a place that used to be a gathering spot, like a bar and events kind of place.
An old armory.
It's called the Old Armory, and there's an investor wants to turn it into a data center, and it's right in the middle of now what's sort of a residential commercial area, and people are saying no to it. So in terms of regulation, as we say goodbye here, the only thing it seems like could stand in the way of artificial intelligence is if it's heavily regulated by this government or other governments. Can you see that happening universally across the board? It seems like that's not really possible.
It seems like right now all the incentives are around who can build the fastest and smartest AI tools, and then do it again and again and again, right? There's this gold rush on Silicon Valley, inside Silicon Valley and on Wall Street, for whoever can just build the best tools. And there's also this arms race, this national security arms race between the US and China. And again, it's all around who can build the best, smartest, fastest tools. And unfortunately, there's not nearly as much attention paid to some of the safety concerns around AI that doesn't have the guardrails, right? Whether it's the safety concerns because you're talking about AI powered cyber attacks or AI tools that could get access to weapons systems or other risks around AI. And right now, all the incentives are really around speed, not safety.
Matt Egan, CNN business reporter. I misspoke earlier. CNN business reporter, and you can, he's got a great piece on this on CNN.com. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope to talk to you again soon. I know there will be more issues to address.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Matt Egan with CNN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.